Jeff, thanks for joining us this week. We're starting off with news about the New Mexico CAP entity. What is the latest?
The New Mexico CAP entity, the organization that was tasked with planning and building a Gila River diversion to access surface water awarded to New Mexico under a federal settlement, will be impacted by two consequential decisions made by the Mexico Interstate Stream Commission last week. Commissioners voted that they would prepare a resolution to withdraw the ISC from membership in the entity. The ISC is the group's 15th non-voting member and its primary fiscal agent. Stream commissioners also voted that they would no longer fund the New Mexico CAP entity's operating budget, which is largely consumed by its executive director's salary, its attorney's legal fees, and fees to the city of Deming as its second fiscal agent. As one of the ISC attorneys phrased it during last week's meeting, the CAP entity doesn't really have a purpose anymore with the passage of House Bill 200 during the last state legislative regular session. That law prohibits any more spending on a Gila River diversion and essentially sidelines the entity. So this could be the final pages in the entity story.
Okay, moving on now to news on Gila Regional Medical Center. Had a fiscal audit completed and the audit highlighted some issues. What can you tell us about it?
Governing board members, who of course are all five Grant County commissioners, the Gila Regional Medical Center being a county-owned hospital, they took over governance of the hospital last year and requested this audit, and they asked the auditor to look at some specific things, including a unusual contract that was held by the former CEO, Taffy Arias. The auditor, and this was one of the bigger compliance findings, he said he found that systemic issues about a lack of oversight resulted in significant operating losses for the last couple of years of the hospital. And this contract with Arias that was approved by trustees resulted in a nearly $1 million payout to Arias just at the same time that the hospital was millions of dollars in the red. Other issues the auditor discovered was one with the hospital's retirement plan, which for 10 years apparently has not been in compliance with IRS regulations. That, in addition to a number of other findings, the hospital's current management, HealthTech S3, has pledged to fix these problems. They're going to have their work cut out for them, but according to reports they've given the governing board in recent meetings, they are making progress on streamlining just all aspects of the hospital's organization, and something the community will be interested to hear about. The governing board does intend to expand its membership to some degree. They are unable to actually appoint other governing board members, the chair, Alicia Edwards, told me, but they are looking to bring on advisory members.
Now we're going to close with news of weekend markets downtown looking somewhat normal. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Silver City, a town of many events, has got a bit of a normal feeling on Saturdays now that the downtown farmers market has been joined with the makers market, two separate markets happening Saturday morning, the makers market into the afternoon on Main Street Plaza. They're very close to each other. Folks tend to visit both markets, and as of last weekend, both are up and running. I talked to the Makers Market manager, and they highlighted some parts of the market that will be taking place throughout the season, including a make-and-take program where community members can come and visit with local and visiting artists and make something and take it home.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for the update this week. We'll look forward to talking with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.